You call them the,
Never having eaten them, I don't really...
Well, that's what I'm trying to think.
They smell very bad when they're cooking, I'm told.
Yeah.
People who eat them say they're delicious.
Other chitlings.
People, yeah.
Chitlings.
Have you eaten them?
No, no.
No, I would love to, but I don't know anybody that knows how to make them.
Well, I don't know either, but chitlings, is that's right. That's
okay. Do you know how to call cows in a pasture?
No. The only story I know of calling cows was my mother. When she was young, she had to milk the cow, and she could not, she absolutely refused to say a word before breakfast. And she would walk to the back side of the pasture before she would try to call the cow.
Yes.
But I think you say, Sue cow, Sue cow, something like that.
Do you say something to the cow to make it stand still?
Milked a cow, and she has done her tail in my face. I say, stop it.
Do you say anything to make her move her leg?
I don't think I ever said anything, but it seems like I have, seems like there is something.
Most people who have a word say saw to make the cow stand still.
That's, I guess that's the word that I'm, in my mind, way back here was something that I had heard Mama say,
mm-hmm.
You know, saw cow. I believe I have heard her say that, but I wouldn't know if that was not
how involved. About calling a calf? Is there a call for that?
I imagine so, but I really don't.
Do you know what you say to mules to make them turn left or right in plowing?
Yeah, haw and gee.
Which is which?
Haw is right and gee is left.
Okay. And do you know how to call a horse in from the pasture?
No.
Okay. What would you say to a horse to urge him on?
Get up. Giddy up.
Is that to start him or if he's already moving to make him go faster?
Well, that's to really start him.
Is there anything to make him go faster?
I always just sort of kicked mine off with him before I didn't say things.
How about to stop him?
Whoa.
Anything to make him back up?
Pull the reins is the, but I don't.
Is that your riding? You call them the reins. Suppose you're driving a buggy. What would you call them?
Call them the reins too, wouldn't you?
And what if you were plowing?
The reins.
Okay. What do you put your feet in on the riding a horse?
Stirrup.
Okay. You were plowing. Do you have a name for plowing with two mules or two horses? The one that walks in the furrow or the one that doesn't walk in the furrow?
Yeah,
the one on the left
really
or the one on the right?
I don't really know.
Okay.
That,
these are questions that only people that
really
do it all
do
the time
it,
know. Do you know how to call roots?
I know how to make them go away. Or what you say, it doesn't
What's
make
that?
Them go away. Sue it.
That's to scatter.
Uh-huh.
But you don't know how to call them.
Uh-uh.
Okay. How about sheep?
No. Anything that sheep.
How about chickens? Calling chickens.
Chicken, 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 chicken.
Okay. Anything to scatter them?
Shh.
Mm-hmm. And then if you want to get your horse ready to go someplace, you say, I've got to blank the horse.
Harness.
Mm-hmm. And if something were not right near at hand, you'd say, it's not far. It's just a little...
A little piece.
Okay, good. But on the other hand, if it were far, you'd say, oh,
that's a long way.
Mm-hmm. And if something is very common and you don't have to look for it, you'd say, you can find that.
Anywhere.
Mm-hmm. And if he slipped and he fell that way, you'd say he fell...
Backwards.
And if he fell that way...
Forward.
All right. If you'd been fishing, but you had not had any luck, and someone said, did you catch any fish? You'd say, no, blank a one.
Not a one.
Would you ever say nary?
Mm.
Is that used here?
I have heard it.
If a schoolboy were accused by the teacher wrongfully, he might say, why is she blaming me? I
didn't do it. Didn't do anything.
Okay, uh-huh. And if somebody apologized for breaking your rake, you might say, oh, that's all right. I didn't like that old rake.
Anyway.
and a crying child might say, he was eating candy and didn't give me
any.
If there were a spoiled child, you might say, now, when he grows up, he's going to have his trouble, blank as not.
Oh, he's going to have his trouble.
You may not say that. Blank is not. Apt is not, or like is not.
Oh, well, no, I don't think I would say it, but yes, I know what it.
Okay. The tape is about to run out any second now. What do you call the trenches that are cut by a plow?
Furrow.
Mm-hmm. And if you had a good yield, you'd say we raised a big
crop.
And if you got rid of all the brush and trees on the land, you'd say...
Cleared it.
Yeah. Do you have a name for a piece of land that has just been cleared?
New ground.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then if you cut the crop once and enough grew back to cut it a second time, what would you call that?
A second crop.
Okay. What would you call old dry dead grass left over in the spring?
I guess just dead grass.
What would you call a crop that hadn't been planted but whoops, running out of tape?